Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Enjoying some great television. I don't know if you guys saw the police officer, the black police officer, who clocked a BLM protester, if you would. And I love it. Because this person was up in his face, right? And most of these officers in this area, which I love, most of them are not black, I mean, not white. Majority of officers are black. So, you know, when they sit here and start screaming, you know, about Black Lives Matter, and a black cop says all lives matter, what are you going to do to them? So they start calling them names. Oh, that's a good thing to do. Not that you're not allowed to. Because the sad part about it is you are allowed to. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really what you do, you need to do. Because this stuff is getting old. I mean, it really is getting old when I hear what people are saying and what they're doing, and we're not engaging them. Right? No, really, we're not engaging them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and just be part of the conversation as a whole. That's how you make a difference. That's truly how you make a difference. So, oh, crud. I just closed the screen I had open for the story, but it's all right. I kind of remember it. Not going to go anywhere anyhow. You know, we've got more and more people that are coming, I won't say they're coming around to the truth, but they're starting to question what they're seeing. Even on the left, they're starting to question what they're seeing. They're looking at TV. They're looking at some of these vids that are getting through on that internet. Right? And they're asking the question is how do you call a black police officer a racist? Right? We're told on a regular basis that black folks can't be racist. Which shows you they really don't understand their own words, their own values, their own thoughts. And I wish somebody needs to sit down. Oh, I would love to see us sit down at a roundtable type of discussion. Right? And discuss this. Have a real valid conversation without the yelling and the screaming. And I'm sorry, but it's mostly the left. It's mostly the hardcore left-wing progressives that are the ones yelling and screaming. Because they think the louder you yell, the smarter you are? I don't know. And I don't get them, so it's very hard for me to even try to know. You know, look, this is how bad it gets. And it gets worse and worse and worse as the days go on. Because everything, remember, everything is about race. Remember that? Everything. Like, I think we touched on this last week. The SAT is racist. Why California schools now ditch the standardized testing requirements? Because they're racist. When did that happen? How did I miss the memo on all this? On this week's episode of Campus Countdown, campus reform reporter Peter Cordy, he breaks down the University of Florida's sex ed events. Right? Sex, oh my God. There was a panel on sex workers and sex toy raffle. Now, the University of Florida's healthcare center reported donating $300 worth of sex toys. I'm sorry. Where does the college, why would a college have over $300 worth of sex toys? Anyway, Campus Reform Sunny Brockport correspondent Sarah Prentice joined Campus Countdown to discuss an event at their school, right? Now, Court and I discussed the California State University decision to ditch standardized testing. But they didn't ditch it in the name of, you know, it's off, it's old, it's outdated. No, they ditched it because they wanted to make sure that there was equity and fairness involved. Well, what does that mean? I mean, how the questions are asked? Are there such things as a white-leaning question? Right. I'm curious. Is there a white-leaning question, black-leaning, brown-leaning question? I don't know. Goes on to say that the point of the standardized test is that it's supposed to be more objective. Everyone takes the same exam, covering the same topics at the same difficulty level. But your GPA, for instance, is dependent on so many subjective factors that vary from school to school, class to class, teacher to teacher. Right? High school GPAs are a primary consideration for admission to some of these schools. Now, I agree that maybe some schools are school districts, not schools, but school districts, work your grades a little differently. But people have been doing this for years, and it's worked for them. And to what end? I mean that sincerely. If you're going to get rid of them, or you think if you get rid of them it's going to be more equitable, why don't you just retool it to make it more equitable? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Coming to your house, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and just be part of the solution. Get the information you need, right? Get the information you need and make a difference. Get out there and make a difference. Again, 855-GROW-855-732-5563. Look, the time has come to stop worrying about what your neighbors think, or your friends, or even your family members, for that matter. The goal should be for you to turn around and inform them. And you don't have to jam it down their throats. Nobody's saying that. Right? But you should be able to speak to them and plant little just drive them nuts. Right? Really. Drive them nuts. And that's the best way to do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. All right, a couple of quick notes. You know, one of the guys that I've enjoyed listening to over the years is Joe Pags. And, you know, check him out on Twitter. I know, funny, right? Here I am giving you the name of another talk show host. At Joe Talk Show. On Twitter. He stole the one I wanted. But I wasn't as fast as he was. But when you talk about, I don't care whether they're teachers or what. If you've got educators, how's this? You got educators that want to talk to 3- and 4-year-olds about gender ID. They want to talk about sexual orientation. To kindergarten through third graders. Really? I'm sorry, does anybody find anything unnatural about this? I find it kind of sickening. So, you have people, I've been reading some things on Twitter where you've got some of these people that are whining about being fired for refusing to give up teaching kids about sex ed, gender differences, kindergarten through third grade. This is just sick. There's no reason for an adult, unless it's a parent, talking to their child about sexual orientation. Absolutely none. And you saw they have these camps now for 12-year-olds, well, there's two of them, for 12-year-olds and older. On sexual pleasure. 12 years old and older. But my biggest question is, you know, a 12-year-old can't afford to go to that camp. What parents are sending them there? Right? What parents are sending them there? That's even sicker. And then there's, let me see, last week, a federal judge ruled it was illegal. Now, California had a law, and they're always doing this kind of stuff. They know better how to run a corporation than you do. And so they had a law that basically said you had to have one female board member at least, not to mention a few other things. People of color, the whole bunch of stuff they had going on. Well, a judge ruled it was illegal. The law requiring California publicly traded companies to have at least one female board member. You can't tell them what they have to have on their boards. It's a publicly traded company. For all intents and purposes, has nothing to do with the state. Now, Democrat California lawmakers, you know, because they never want to let one of these things go, they jumped right in to demand a 32-hour work week. And overtime pay for making employees work longer, ready for this, making employees work longer than 4 hours, I mean 4 full days a week. Why not speed this thing up? Just ask them to leave. No, really, in all sincerity, just ask a 4-day work week. Now listen, you want to do 4 tens? We'll talk. Not 4 8s, 4 tens. But they don't want that. They want a 32-hour week and a discussion. Recently, somebody came out and said, there's a group out pushing that to make weed legal across the country because it's all, ready for this? Now, listen carefully. It's already legal in 18 states. Ah, heck, we're moving in that direction anyway. It's legal in 18 states. We should go ahead and make it legal across the country. Okay. Constitution carry is legal in 25-plus states. A couple states still working on it. Why don't we just stop all this craziness and make it legal. It's already legal across the country, but I won't go there. Why don't we just make it legal across the country? Listen, you've got to hit them with the same, well, I don't want to call it logic necessarily, but you want to hit them with the same, their logic, because maybe they can understand it at that point. Notice I said maybe. Because I'm not so sure that they do. Again, I don't think they see, they don't hear themselves. They just won't hear, they just can't hear themselves. And that's what I find the funniest. All right, Schumer's at it again. I mean, the hypocrisy for Joe is just amazing to me. I mean, seriously amazing. So, earlier I was listening to Newsmax. Joe Pinion was on there. He's running against Schumer. And Chuck Schumer, you all know he's a Democrat out of New York. He's taking money from a company doing business with Russia. But at the same, on the same side of his mouth, no, the same side of his mouth, he's criticizing any Republican company for doing the same. This is what they do all the time. And they won't respond to you when you get on their case about them doing the same thing. They totally ignore you, like you don't even exist. I always found that to be interesting and funny, actually. So it is par for the course, right? Especially from Chuck Schumer. He don't listen to anybody. He don't care. Now, Pinion said that the same man who fought tooth and nail to prevent individuals like Ted Cruz and others from leveling the preemptive sanction necessary to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from running into the Ukraine and causing the chaos, at the same time, he was taking money from the Russians. Just amazing, isn't it? But hey, nothing to see here. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
According to officials, at least seven people were killed in Russian airstrikes on the western city of Lviv, a city that's been considered a place of safety for those fleeing other parts of the country. That word comes as Russia reportedly begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russia has beefed up its resources and reinforced its tactical groups.
We can't say specifically where all these battalions, these tactical groups are going, but we have seen over the last few days that they've added now more than 10 to what they already had there in that part of the country.
The Kremlin has said its main goal is to capture the Donbas region, that after failing to capture Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv. Wall Street closed slightly lower coming off the holiday. The Dow down 39.5 points. The Nasdaq losing 19. The S&P 500 was essentially flat. This is USA Radio News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, you know the drill. I say it all the time. You really can't fix anything unless you're willing to get involved. Unless you're really willing to, you know, dive in and get involved. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Let me finish this. Not even that I'm trying to rush through it, but Schumer, Chuck, and you know he's a piece of work. How's that? And it keeps you kind of clean, right? And you know, most I mean, remember when he was giving that speech and he had that little tear in his eye, and he was looking, you know, right. I mean, he looked around to make sure everybody saw that tear in his eye. Now, most people who are crying, you'll like that. They don't look it all around the place, right? They're usually looking down. They kind of keep, you know, they wipe the tears away, that kind of stuff. Not him. And he couldn't even cry. He just had the tear coming out of his eye. That was a big thing for him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, really, really interesting. All right, back to Schumer. So Schumer, he has been on Ted Cruz and others for owning stocks in Koch Industries. Koch Industries. Now, the company long owned by Charles and the late David Koch Industries, for still doing business with Russia. It became known that the Democrat senator from New York also takes political contributions via a PAC. A PAC that's run by the International Paper Company, which heavily does business with Russia. Now, the rules for thee and not for me. This is constant with these people. Nothing ever changes. And the Democrats have gotten very good, very good, at totally ignoring what they're doing while accusing you of doing the exact same thing. And the infuriating thing is you can show it to, right there in front of your face. Here it is. Look. Look at this. And they don't see it. Not interested. Right? Now, Chucky, 42 years in Congress, 24 in the United States Senate, 42 years. This was, our founding fathers never meant for it to be like this. They talk about this stuff in their letters to each other, in articles they wrote. Enough is enough. Because the policies may be offensive, but the outcome is really death and despair for the Ukrainians. Now, I know plenty, there's enough of you that don't really believe what's going on over there, think the Ukrainians deserve what they're getting. I don't want to get into any of that. Not right now. Right, but when you're talking about Chuck Schumer sitting there again, as do the others, pointing fingers at us, at Republicans and conservatives, for the same things that they're doing, it's laughable. And it makes it very, very hard to take them seriously. Schumer, the incumbent, he's facing Democrats, Moses Mogulski, oh my God, and Caleb Salem in the June 28th primary. Now, Pinion is facing five other GOP opponents for the Republican nomination. But I guarantee you that ultimately, Schumer will come out on top in his primary anyway. Now, they could face seven unaffiliated candidates in the November 8th general election. Now, you know, that also draws votes away. And it's a trick. It's been a trick for years where they run more people because they want to draw as many votes away as they can from a well-known challenger. Sometimes you have a well-known challenger that has a really good shot at taking out the incumbent. And somehow people come out of the woodwork to run for the seat. Pinion went on to say that Schumer and the new Democrat New York City Mayor Eric Adams are not really for funding the police. They're interested in, or even interested in lowering crime rates in the city. Again, Adams is blaming the Republicans who didn't vote for the Build Back Better. And Schumer, who was a big defund the police advocate, is also blaming the Republicans for not wanting to fund the police. The problem was that bill was mired in so much garbage. Even they knew it. Even some Democrats grumbled about it. He went on and said, we saw 2021 become the deadliest year to wear a badge in this country because of a defund the police. We saw shootings go up 90% in New York City alone because of defunding the police. We saw homicide go up 30%. Why? Because there were no policies there to protect anyone. When you're throwing bottles at a cop, when you're shooting cops when they show up, what do you expect them to do? Be live targets for these people? That's wrong at so many levels. Right? We've already seen a 43% increase in assaults on law enforcement, with over 100 police officers shot. That's the reality here. The facts of the reality that nobody wants to deal with. You look at Chicago, New York City. Go through these cities, you know, right, Portland, Seattle. You know, and if you want to ignore the facts, that's fine. No problem. Not a big deal. And they're not opinions. So when Chuck Schumer and people like this mayor try to pretend that they're on the side of law enforcement, why do you people buy it? Some of you who do. Go looking for the facts. Understand what's going on. They don't care about your safety. They really don't. You look at what they're doing at the southern border, they don't care. The fentanyl supply is spilling over in our streets. It's killing our kids. They don't care. They're not doing anything to stop it. They don't see it as a problem. They won't even talk about it, actually. These people have no respect for the law. They don't care about you. Come on. Can we stop doing the this political thing and understand they don't care about you. And if they do, prove it to me. Show me where I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong on this one. Right? You know, I don't know if you saw this earlier. Weekend shootings at the Pittsburgh house party. You know, it's always funny when they find out that these mass shootings, if you would, late night shootings, they come out of clubs where there's gangs or gang shootings on the streets. Somehow, these are all the normal, they try to make it look like it's the normal law-abiding citizen that's causing these things. I am sure that these guys who have stolen guns, guns without serial numbers, they're truly law-abiding citizens, don't you think? Representative Fred Keller, speaking out Monday about the weekend shooting at the Pittsburgh house party, he commented that it's a tragedy that people were harmed, but said the focus must be on law enforcement rather than gun control. I mean, really, at what level? I don't think they want gun control, people. I think they want to get rid of guns altogether. They don't want you to have the ability to protect yourself in any way, shape, manner, or form. We focus on actions, he said, and not the instruments that people use to commit these crimes. Right? We need to look at how we hold people accountable for what they do. And not let them out. Not put them in a revolving door scenario. Let them know we're serious about enforcing our laws. Again, you look at San Francisco and L.A. with these Soros-backed DAs, they're not doing any of this. Their hope is to keep letting the criminals out and get people so irritated that they truly buy into and believe that the guns are the problem and not the gang shooting. Now, I don't believe that really will happen. People aren't stupid. People on the street aren't stupid. These people that are hiding in D.C. on a regular basis, they're stupid. Or they have an agenda. What do you think? Join us in your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Just enjoy. I mean, seriously. Good stuff. Don't hear much brass music anymore. Come to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the, you know, the shooting that goes down, well, that went down in Pittsburgh. And again, people are screaming about gun control. Not people. I shouldn't say it. That's not true. Right? The loons on the left, the progressive left, is screaming about gun control. And I just got to say, because I know some of you listen, why do you not check things out on your own? Why do you believe these lies? I live in California. When they tell you that you have to have a background check or we need to instill background checks for private party sales, no, we don't. Because we already have it. You can't transfer ownership of a gun without a background check. You got to go into a gun store and have them do it and pay them to do it on top of it. Even my brother, if he lived here and was handing me off a gun from the family heirloom, if you would, couldn't do it. Right? He just could not do it. Not without going into the store and doing a transfer. So they lied to you, and you believe it, or others believe it, maybe not you. Right? So Representative Fred Kelly out of Pittsburgh talked about the shootings. You know, but again, he goes down the right road. We're focusing on the instrument, not the actions. We need to focus on the actions, the people who do these things. Pittsburgh police are still looking for the suspects in Saturday night's shooting. Right, two 17-year-olds were shot and killed early Sunday morning, and several others, mainly teenagers, were injured. I mean, doesn't sound like a law-abiding citizen got up, had his breakfast, went to church, came back, got his guns, and started shooting the place up. Right? Police Chief Scott Schubert told CNN on Monday that there's still no suspects. Keller also discussed the growing inflation in the United States, blaming President Joe Biden's Democrats. Look, we need to open the pipelines. Okay, we need to get back to doing the business of the people. We're not doing the business of the people. We're doing the business of the Democrats. We're doing the business of the progressives. We're not doing the business of the people. And yet, if you ask the Dems, Joe Biden and team, it's all Trump's fault. It's all the Republicans. Right? That simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, in California, we got a couple of crazy laws that have come up. I read them to you a few weeks ago. But it's not just here. It's happening all over the country. Right? I mean, really that simple. And, you know, some of the people are very much relieved that some of these laws, I mean, some of these crazy laws, like all kids would be required to be vaccinated before they can make it to school. That, you know, employees here in California, employees would have to be vaccinated before they could work here. They can't work in the state without being vaccinated. It just never stops. And their lunacy never stops. So I had a bunch of people send me emails who were very, very, very excited because one of the bills that would force the kids to be vaccinated was, I won't say, they say it was pulled. Now, here's the problem. When it's pulled, it can come back. And rather quickly, when it's pulled. Kind of stalled in committee, and then they pulled it. Well, they pulled it because they saw all the negativity, what was going on. Do you think that that bill will stay pulled after the election if the Democrats still hold a majority? Anybody? Because I don't. Not at all. I think that the minute, if the Dems take it back again, they take back total control of the Assembly here and the Senate, those bills will come through like they're coming out of a waterfall. There will be no way to stop these guys. Because you got a governor that won't veto any of them. You already know that. So you can't let your guard down. You can't not pay attention anymore. You have to make sure you're paying attention to all this stuff. Because they're slimy. They're sneaky and slimy. They don't care. They're not interested in what's going on, not for real, in your life. I don't care what you think or how nice you think they are. You know, there's some of them are. If some of them are nice, if some of them are really speaking out, I mean, of all people, some of you, Joe Manchin, who some of you didn't want to give any credit to, he's come out to save our butts a couple times now. So instead of pounding on him, as some of you keep doing, I just don't get it. Sorry, but I don't. Instead of pounding on him consistently, give him a little praise there. Let him know you're paying attention. And you hope he keeps it up. Yeah, sorry. I gotta unwind from time to time, right? All right, we're going to ask Brad Dinkins about this tomorrow night. And we're seeing that the justice won't block removal of an Air Force officer who refuses to get the COVID vaccine. Now, on Monday, the Supreme Court denied the injunction request of an Air Force reserve officer who has to be shielded from disciplinary action over his religious-based refusal to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, the court's brief response included the following. The applications for an injunction pending appeal presented to the Justice, Eleanor Kagan, and by her referred to the court, is denied. It's worth noting, however, that for the dissent, Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, three historically conservative judges of the Supreme Court, were prepared to grant Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Dunn's exemption appeal. You hear that? Dunn had been removed from his Air Force command after refusing to comply with the military-wide health policy. Now, think about that. Right? You had Clarence Thomas, Samuel, Neil. I wonder how the other ones were. According to Hill, Dunn had a unique legal argument compared with the litany of other religious-based challenges against COVID-19. In the court papers, Dunn argued that the government leaders had painted the vaccine as a moral obligation and thereby caused it to take on a sacramental quality, right? Which in turn violated his religious conviction. Ooh, I like that. No, really. They make it seem like the end-all, be-all, and that God wants you to do this. Right? He goes on to say, like ancient Roman laws requiring sacrifices to Caesar or Nebuchadnezzar, require worship of a golden statue, not going to do it. After much prayer, the applicants concluded that he cannot participate in such religious ritual, and thus he can't take the vaccine. Because as a Christian, he must render worship to God only. I like that. The Defense Department asked the Supreme Court to deny Dunn's request, emphasizing the need for military readiness. Funny. There's a lot of people that don't have the vaccine, and they're ready to do just about anything, aren't they? I'd like to know what the numbers are of these people. Again, see, they don't deal when it doesn't fit their narrative. Right? Remember in the early days you heard hospitals were at capacity, they were at 98%, they were 110%. They're in the halls. People are dying in the halls from COVID, which was never really true. Right? So they're going through all this. Why don't we hear that anymore? Why don't we hear about the number of people that are hospitalized? We hear how many people are testing positive. But that doesn't mean anything at this point. It's almost non-existent from a standpoint. Just because you test positive doesn't mean you have any of the symptoms. You're going to be asymptomatic. You might have some sniffles, a few sneezes, and that's it. The Department of Defense also asserted that Dunn had failed to demonstrate any untold harm that might occur if his exemption bid were denied. So, I mean, these are all things. I want to go through this with Brad Dinkins tomorrow. Because I think we need to understand how this works. Right? The other thing that I love is why won't the Defense Department, all of a sudden, they stopped or won't publish weekly COVID numbers? Right? It's decided at this point it no longer wants to do that. Now, they've been publishing them weekly since last summer. What are they hiding? Why are they afraid of the numbers? You know why. Because then you really start scratching your head going, what is this tomfoolery all about? Hey, Joe was here, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. And look, don't even trust me. Read it yourself. Understand it yourself. Research it yourself. Be safe. I'll catch you tomorrow.